Today's reading is from Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 36. Luke 7, verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered, saying to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay it, he canceled the debt of both. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." I honestly don't know how commonplace it would have been for some random person to come in to a house while they're having a meal or gathering together. But this woman comes in, and Simon obviously doesn't care much for her based on his attitude, but you don't see her being run off in any way. She's there and she's, you know, crying and weeping over the feet of Jesus and wiping them and kissing his feet. And Simon is, well, he's bothered by it. He says, "Look, she's a sinner, and it's like she's a sinner, so she doesn't deserve to even be in our presence." And there's something that Simon's missing out, is that sin is sin, and he really wasn't any better off than the woman. But Jesus uses this as a teachable moment. Now Simon, his focus is on, I can't believe he's letting this woman touch him. I can't believe he's letting her in his presence. That's the attitude of Simon. But you don't see Simon having any sort of a remorse for his sins. This doesn't seem to break that hard shell around his heart at all. In fact, it states there in verse 39, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." It's as if Simon is using the kindness, the compassion, and the mercy of Jesus as a reason to not believe that he's any sort of a prophet or one who is sent from God, despite the fact that he calls him teacher would be, you know, a sign of respect toward him. So he's really, his attitude is sort of treating this woman as if she's a leper. You know, how would you dare let her touch you? Jesus begins to then tell a story. He tells the story about these two debtors. You know, one's 50, one's 500. You know, one has a debt that's 10 times what the other is. But they are both forgiven. And he asks Simon this question, which one would love him more for having forgiven this debt? And Simon answers rightly, the one who is forgiven much. And Simon doesn't seem to be making a connection. He's not putting two and two together. He says, "This woman has sat here and wept and cleaned my feet and kissed my feet and anointed, and you didn't even pay me any sort of honor whatsoever when I came into your house. No water for his feet, no oil for his head, things that would have been done as a sign of respect and endearment toward a guest in your home, and he did not do any of that for Jesus. What does that reveal about Simon? Well, I can't say for sure, but my thought on it is that it seems like Simon thinks that he's paying Jesus the honor, and that it's just such a great thing that he's allowing Jesus into his home rather than such a great thing that Jesus would come into his home. So it's really exposing some big problems with the attitude of Simon. It says, this woman is so tearful over her sins that she has not ceased to express that remorse and to realize that Jesus would be the source of forgiveness. And of course, we just read that Jesus does forgive her her sins, which creates a stir as well. Who is this that thinks he can forgive sins? But Jesus is the Savior. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one through whom forgiveness comes. Of course he could forgive, not to mention that he was part of the Godhead as well. You and I have a great debt toward God, a debt that cannot be paid. You know, the wages of sin is death. So how would you get out from under a debt like that? Bankruptcy? Well, I've never heard of bankruptcy in the Bible. I'm so sinful that I'll just declare bankruptcy and I can get out from under it. Well, that idea is not there. So how would you really get out from under it? The only way is for Jesus to pay the debt for you. And that's exactly what he did when he died on the cross. He paid the debt for you. Now, how do you feel about it? Do you realize the gift you've been given? The gift of life. The gift of freedom from sin and death. That's what you've been given. We all seek to serve God. But we seek to serve him because we love him for what he's done for us, to provide for our forgiveness. If you're not a child of God, then you have not been baptized for the remission of sins, you haven't been forgiven yet. You need to seek that out. Open the Word of God and discover what he says over and over and over again in the New Testament about how to be saved. And if you have become a child of God, have you lived faithfully? Have you lived in gratitude? Do you realize the great, incredible gift that was given to you? Have you been living a life that's faithful to him? I think we need to start right now, today, praying that we realize just what an incredible debt we owed and what an incredible gift we've been given to be forgiven of those sins. Sometimes we weep over one sin that we committed that bothers us, or a sin that we recently committed that we didn't really intend to commit, or we were surprised that we committed. But how about the cumulative effect? To realize that you owed such an incredible debt. Show that gratitude to God. Express it to him in prayer. Express to him that you want to serve him fully and actively today. We can pray that thanksgiving toward him, but also pray that we might see others the way he sees them, with compassion, that we might reach out to others, that we might act out the gratitude that we have, both in serving him and in bringing that forgiveness to others by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to them so that they might be saved. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.